Hey, everybody. We're back with another bonus episode challenge update with Allie and Latasha. We know that living life as a work of art takes practice. It takes commitment. It's kind of messy. And we're ending episodes this season with a challenge for us and for our listeners, one that's designed to help us move more toward life that looks like a piece of art. And we know that it's not going to be perfect and pretty all along the way. So, of course, we're doing it with you. This one was about practicing 1 hour of self-care.
Yep.
So, hey, Latasha, hey, did you do it and what did you do?
I did. I did multiples, but I'll tell you about the one that's my new favorite love. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've talked about it. It's hot yoga. However, you have to say it like this. Hot yoga. And I don't know why. Do you want to practice?
Sure. Hot yoga. Yeah. Was that right?
Yeah. Hot yoga.
That's really weird.
I don't know why. I'm not exactly sure why you have to say that. But when I tell my friends I'm going to the
you
place.
You know how I think you should say it?
How?
Hot yoga.
Hot yoga.
That's right. That's better.
Anywho, here's what I like about yoga. While it seems like you're not doing much, I mean, maybe when you're looking at people doing it, it doesn't seem like it's much. There's a lot of work that goes into it. And when I come out, it's probably the best I feel out of any exercise.
Wow.
Seriously, like any exercise ever.
Then it was a great choice for your
challenge. It was fantastic. In every way, it's the best I ever feel.
Do you do it regularly? Now, mm-hmm. And now will you do it regularly?
I do.
Knowing
yep.
that?
Yeah.
Great.
About 3 times a week these days.
And you did it because of the challenge?
Well, I had always wanted to try it. Actually, okay. A friend of mine invited me.
Okay.
And so I tried it and thought,
oh, baby,
this is hot yoga. This is hot yoga.
Oh.
Or hot yoga.
Well, I'm proud of you for taking the time to do something for yourself.
Would you do that? Awesome. Thank you.
I'd love to join you at hot yoga.
Yes.
I actually would. I enjoy yoga sometimes, but I don't ever. I've never done hot yoga.
Okay, we'll do it.
Mine was funny.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it didn't start off funny, but I learned something. My challenge for self-care, I decided that I was going to go get a massage. I'm actually recovering from an injury that has me pretty like stiff and sore in a mm-hmm. couple of areas. Mm-hmm. And so I decided a massage felt like self-care. It truly did. And so, and it's something that costs more than I would ever normally spend on myself, like in a week. And so I decided I was going to try deciding I was worth that mm-hmm. and scheduling the appointment. So I did that. I asked for firm pressure because one of the things I like is really for my muscles to feel better afterwards. I don't just want you to tickle my back.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I want,
right.
This
Do
needs
some
to
work.
Happen.
Do some work.
Well, he hurt me like quite a bit. He did not end up feeling all that good. And, you know, it was kind of one of those things where even telling him it didn't really help. And so then I was either just going to go, you know what, let's just forget this, or I was going to let him finish. So it didn't feel that great. And then I went home. And I was a bit bummed because I thought, well, that was supposed to be my self-care challenge. Yep. It felt like I just hurt myself instead of taking care of myself. My kids happened to all run down the street to play with some neighbors. And my oldest son, who doesn't usually join them, was out doing something else. So mm-hmm. I was in the house alone. And they mm-hmm. stayed much longer than they normally do. So I had about an hour.
I know where you're going.
And I was reading a book. And I sat on my deck. And I just read my book, and that ended up feeling so much more like self-care.
That sounds lovely.
And it was not an hour I could have planned,
right.
So I wouldn't have thought to do that or try to arrange that for the challenge. But it was almost like I got them back to back, which was an accident. Mm-hmm. And so what I learned is, a massage can be self-care, but it also might not be.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
My book and some quiet on my deck actually felt a lot more like self-care to me on that particular day.
That sounds amazing.
And so I may just take the cheaper, lower maintenance one and
try
to go read in the park next time.
Alone.
But anyway, I learned there's a spectrum and it doesn't always have to cost money. And also,
absolutely.
That ended up being much more self-care-ish.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was me. And I enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to enjoy my massage more, but I didn't.
Yeah.
But I think bottom line is taking the time for myself. I had to stop myself from apologizing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry, my whole family. I'm sorry mommy's going to go take care of herself. I really did have to stop myself from apologizing and just leave.
Yep. Self-care needs to be about yourself
and
not about the other people.
Right.
So that's good.
So that was a big one for me.
What do you think our listeners did?
I don't know, but as usual, we want to know.
Mm-hmm.
So reach out to us on Instagram at IKR Podcast. Or give us an email, ikr@crossroads.net. Pictures, videos, please. We want to know what you're doing and how you're taking care of yourself.
Hot yoga.
I wanna be here with you.
IKR is a production of Crossroads Church in Cincinnati, Ohio.